Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual here in the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies, your guide for an hour of poems, music, and reflections that remind us that love doesn't always fade. Sometimes it just changes shape. Tonight's theme is When Memories Still Touch You, those moments that linger. The songs that pull you back, the scent that opens your heart before your mind catches up. And the poem tonight is from Love and Misadventure by Lang Lev. I don't think all scars show, but everyone reminds us that we were brave enough to love. And I think the poem captures it perfectly. With it meaning love. Every scar, every ache, every beautiful what if is proof that we dared to open our hearts. And that's what tonight's episode is about, how love leaves its fingerprints on our souls. So welcome, welcome. Hi, Alex. Great to see you here. I'm glad you're able to join me tonight. Hello, hello. And if you're here live and you want to put out a dedication for next week's Love Notes, please do. You can, if you're on TikTok, you can go up to my profile, hit the link. It'll take you to my link page. See where it says send dedication. Press that little link and you'll be taken to the page. If you are listening to this podcast version later on, you can look below in the show's notes and the link will be there. So why do I do dedications? Why do I push dedications? And I do four of them for the hour. Well, I'll tell you why, in case you were wondering. It's because when we love somebody and we're still with them, it's nice for them to know how much we love them. If we've loved somebody and lost them, it's nice to honor the memory and the love. If you've loved somebody and you break up, it's nice to honor the love that you had together and the fact that you may miss them. That is okay. And if it was a love that was a what if that never became anything, it's always nice to think about that person every once and again. When we send out a dedication, when I read the whatever you write, whatever kind of dedication you want to put out, and I play the song, you are, for a split few seconds, in that person's mind. For a split second, they're thinking about you. Whether they keep thinking about you, of course, it's completely up to them. But these dedications put you in their frame of mind. And if it's somebody who has passed over already that we're dedicating a song to, their spirit will be called to visit you. So you see, putting out a dedication is putting out the energy to attract somebody, to attract them to think about you, to attract the spirit to come see you. It's a win-win for everybody. That's why I talk about dedications. That's why I mention you should dedicate when I do this show. Now, our first dedication this evening comes from Alex right here in Ohio, and it's to Elle. And they write, "From the moment we first met by complete chance, you lit up my world. From our footsie under the table to Taco Bell Tuesdays to me resting my head on your chest, I remember everything. Every time I hear this song, it makes me think of you. You are my one true love. I love you." And the song they requested is Give Me Everything by Pitbull. What a wonderful song. We're going to the next song already. Stop the madness. What a lovely dedication and a great song. And you know, it's really the little rituals, the the inside jokes, the favorite places, the everyday moments that become the heartbeat of a relationship. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji if you ever had your own version of Taco Bell Tuesdays with somebody special. And if you're joining me on the podcast, well, you can't drop me an emoji. If you'd like to drop me emojis, you need to join me live on Friday nights here on TikTok at The Passion Zone, The Period Passion Period Zone. I am from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And once the show gains a bit more traction, I'll make it 2 hours. But right now it's 1 hour. And I do this love notes because, well, the world seems kind of crazy, doesn't it? Hey, theater kid, thanks for joining. Seems a bit nuts, right? And every time you turn around, something else seems to be going wrong. Heaven forbid if you guys are going to travel on a plane over the next few weeks. But from people being forcibly taken from their cars to SNAP benefits being stopped and maybe restarted, to everyday prices in the grocery store going up, to utilities going up. You know, every time we turn around, there's something else happening. And that's why I do this. That's why I do love notes, because we need more love. We just do. We need more love in the world. And I just think it's important, which is why I'm here. And Alex, I forgot to thank you for the rose and the heart. Thank you so much. I appreciate this. And if you're listening here on TikTok, don't forget to share this live stream so more people can join us. The more people who join us, the more love that goes around. And that's what we're all about. So, moving forward, let us talk about the romance book spotlight of the week. And the book is Every Summer After by Carly Fortune. And the book's about second chances, which I'm a sucker for one of those books. I love second chances. Childhood friends turn lovers, torn apart by time, and then brought back together when memory refuses to let go. It's tender, it's emotional, and reminds us that sometimes love isn't lost. It's just waiting for the right timing to return. Oh, you had this book, Alex. Very good. And you enjoyed it? Yes, you highly recommend it. I heard the book is fantastic. One of my clients actually mentioned it to me and said she loved it. It was just a very heartfelt book. And it was easy to allow your imagination to run away with the story so that you can, you know, see in your mind's eye, I guess, what was going on, and to be able to feel the emotions that the characters felt. Any book that does that is very well written. It's, again, guys, it's called Every Summer After by Carly Fortune. All right. You know, if you're joining me live, drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever wondered what would happen if you got one more chance with your first love. I wonder what would happen if I had one more chance with my first love. I would say, well, my first love would be my first husband. And we were like oil and water. We were like Noah and Allie in The Notebook. That's what reminds me of us. I don't know if we'd get along now. We're both definitely opinionated individuals. We were back then, and I'm sure we're both even more opinionated right now. But it would be interesting. But he is married, and I don't touch that. I don't go near married men. So it would be interesting if he ends up being not married sometime. But that said, let us move forward with the second dedication of the week. Now, this next little note comes from Jason. He's in Oregon to his wife. We've been together for 12 years, and I still get that same rush when you walk into a room. I don't know how you do it. Maybe your magic. Could probably be witchcraft. And the song that they're dedicating is Adore You by Harry Styles. And I love this song. Two good songs so far. All right. That was Harry Styles, Adore You. Good song. We've had two good songs this evening, which is wonderful. I love it when we have good songs. But, you know, the reflection on this dedication is that love that lasts with that still, they still flirt, they still laugh, they still play. Long-term relationships don't actually equal boring if you put the time into it. It means building new sparks on top of old memories. Drop me an emoji if you're keeping your love playful, even after years together. And of course, if you're listening to the podcast version, you cannot leave me an emoji. But I'd love it if you join me live here on TikTok at the period passion period zone. Ta-da! Now we're going to move on next to our desire drop. And this week we're going to talk about the art of emotional foreplay. Because let me tell you, women need emotional intimacy to connect with their partner. Men need to have intimacy to connect emotionally with their partner. For the most part, not everyone is exactly the same, but studies show that's the way we're built. So the art of emotional foreplay is pretty important. And this is the kind of foreplay that doesn't start in the bedroom. It starts in the heart, which is where it starts. Emotional foreplay is the buildup. It's the teasing glances, the deep talks, the quiet support. It's even could be doing the dishes, something as simple as that. But it's the support that makes your partner feel safe. When you feel emotionally desired, physical connection can become electric. So here's a challenge for this weekend if you're with somebody. Before you touch each other, talk. Ask your partner, what's one thing you've been craving? Not physically, but emotionally. Then listen to what they have to say. No judgment, no fixing of it, just presence. Desire grows where understanding lives. And everybody wants to be desired by their partner. I don't care who you are, right? It can be a very lonely relationship if one or both of you do not act like you desire the other person. It can be very lonely when you think you're not desired by somebody. Not feeling desired by your partner makes you feel like you are an island and that you must have a moat around. Well, if you're an island, I suppose you're in the ocean. So there's nothing around you, right? And that's what it can feel like in a relationship when you don't know that your partner desires you at all. So it's important. It's important you let the other person know that you desire them. And the emotional connection is so important that I would spend extra time on the emotional connection, because if you do, you'll spend extra time on the physical connection next. Hello, Xena. It's one of my cats. This is Xena Luina, my little warrior princess. I'm surprised it took her this long to get here on camera. She is a camera hog. She just likes to steal the spotlight, this girl. Nice yawn. Good going, kid. But yes, desire. Alex says hi, Zena. Just to let you know, you got to look that way if you're going to say hi to him.
Yeah.
Big yawn. She just got up from a nap. What a rough life of a cat. I mean, really. All the sleeping she does. Now, whoa, Zena, what are you doing? Now let's move forward here to our third dedication. And this note is from Alicia in New Jersey. We said goodbye years ago, but part of me still listens for your song on the radio. I don't miss what we were, but I miss who I was when you loved me. Well, such good dedications this evening. And they requested Skinny Love by Bon Iver. There we go. That was Skinny Love by Bon Iver. And sometimes what we miss isn't the person, but it's the version of ourselves who loved freely and openly before maybe fear moved in. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever been haunted by the echo of who you used to be. Ooh, that's kind of heavy, isn't it? Oh, this cat of mine. Whoops. I have got to move her again. Come on, Zena. I'm going to bet she's going to come up for a third time. She just taking up a lot of room. Yes, all the songs, they match very well today, don't they? People know their songs, which is fantastic. And there she is again. I guess I'm not going to get rid of her for tonight's love notes. She loves me. This is her way of giving me a love note. But let's move forward, shall we? Tonight's just zipping along. We'll probably end before 10 o'clock because I'm almost out of stuff. And that's okay. That's okay if we end early. We don't have to keep the hour. Isn't that wonderful? We can stay for 15, 20 minutes, 30, maybe 40. We don't have to stay for 60. Maybe next time we will. You never know. But I added something new in last week, and this is the Soulful Connection section of the program. And tonight it's about healing through memory. And for Soulful Connections, the reason I put it in, it's a part of the show where we explore the energy of love, attraction, and what it means to stay connected, even when love becomes a memory. Now, there is a frequency to remembering things. And memory isn't a weakness. It's a proof that your energy once touched another's so deeply that it left an imprint. In my Soulful Connections work, I teach that we don't lose those connections. They just shift vibration. What was once physical becomes energetic. And of course, if you think about it, if you have one that's energetic, it could become physical. It does go both ways. You can still send love to each other without reopening old wounds, because energy never stops existing. It just transforms. Isn't that cool? So when you love somebody and they love you, and it doesn't matter how long the love lasted, it could have been a brief affair. It could have been a love from afar. Or maybe a relationship that spans your lifetime. It vibrates to a certain frequency. And as you shift through the different stages of love, from infatuation to deep love, the vibration of the two of you shift as well. And when they say like attracts like, that is definitely true. You find that when a couple is not shifting together and their vibration each change, so they're not the same vibrational level anymore, maybe one's a little higher than the other, it's much more difficult to get along with one another. It's more difficult to connect like you used to. So that's why it's important to keep your energy up and about. At least that's my point of view with it anyways. We're going to do a really short guided energy exercise. All right, this is going to be short and to the point. So if it's safe for you to do so, please close your eyes. I want you to breathe in deeply through your heart. And if you'd like to, you can put both of your hands over your heart chakra in the middle of your chest and take a deep breath in. Hold it for a couple seconds and then exhale. And let's do that again and feel how your chest moves and how your heart beats as you're breathing. So breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. Let it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Now, picture someone from your past. A person whose memory still lingers. See them surrounded in a soft golden light. No pain, no tension, just warmth. And whisper to yourself, thank you for what you gave me. Thank you for what you taught me. I now release you with peace. On your next exhale, imagine that light rising up and dissolving into the air, leaving only calm behind. You don't have to forget them to be free. You just have to let the energy flow forward. It's okay to open your eyes again. Take a deep breath. And that was a very short energy exercise about releasing with gratitude. When we hold on to a love that has passed, I mean, hold on real close to it, like we think about them all the time, it doesn't leave any space for anybody else to come in to be with you. So allowing them to go with gratitude doesn't sever the connection. It doesn't wipe their energy from you. It allows it to have a little bit of distance between you and them, to allow somebody else to come in. All right. And of course, if you're here joining me on TikTok and you would like to do the guided energy exercise again, please take a look at it on the podcast version of this, which you can find at thepassionzone.com. It's also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a couple other places that I forget off the top of my head. But I'm sure if you put love notes in there, it's going to pop up. And we have an affirmation for the week. And it is, I honor my past loves, but I no longer live there. Again, by saying this repeatedly, maybe once a day, twice a day, you allow that space to be created between you and a past love so that somebody new can come in. And again, the affirmation is, I honor my past loves, but I no longer live there. All right. So next up, let's go to the romantic movie spotlight. This movie is called The Vow, V-O-W, and it is from 2012. And based on a true story, The vow follows a woman who loses her memory after an accident and the husband who refuses to give up on her. It's a movie about loving someone through change and about falling in love with them all over again. It's a very good movie. I highly suggest you watch it if you haven't done so yet. And if you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji if you believe real love can find its way back, even after everything changes. And I'm telling you, in this story, the vow, everything does change. Twice. Once when she loses her memory, and I'm not going to tell the other part, but there's another change in there as well. It's a very good movie. Anyways, so let's go to our final dedication of the evening. Yeah, Channing Tatum. Yep. This final dedication comes from Mia in Atlanta to her partner. You're the calm to my chaos. I used to think love was supposed to sweep me off my feet. Now I know it's supposed to help me stand steady. And the song she picked is Better Together by Jack Johnson. That was Better Together by Jack Johnson. And thank you so much for the galaxy. I've never had a galaxy here on TikTok before, so that was exciting. And for the heart. And there's one more thing. I think there was a flower in there someplace. But thank you. And I'm very glad you were able to stop by the live show. Yeah, this is fantastic. I'm happier here. Anyways, with this last dedication, love doesn't have to be fireworks. Sometimes it's just peace, laughter, and coffee in bed. Wouldn't that be nice? Drop me an emoji if you found beauty in the calm kind of love. So you don't need to have fireworks going all the time. You don't have to have chaos going all the time. The quiet moments can be really nice when it comes to love and relationships. I know with both of my past marriages, I think I had plenty of chaos in both of those to last me way into my 80s and beyond. So if I get married a third time, well, I might. I'll be shocked, but it is something that could be possible. I want calm. I do not want drama. I want just nice calm and peace. Can you imagine that? For those of you who know me, I don't think you could imagine me living with calm and peace. But it could happen. It could happen very much. Well, let's see. Where are we on? Oh, we're almost at the end of the show already. We only got a few minutes left, and I only have like a few paragraphs left. I talk too fast. That's probably one of my biggest problems. So a quick fire tip. Take 5 minutes before bed tonight to tell your partner the one thing you noticed about them this week. Not what they did, but who they are. It's the simplest way to keep connection alive. So, for instance, say you saw them, I don't know, tend to the garden at the house. That takes a certain kind of touch, right, to be able to tend a garden. That's something you noticed about them. Maybe you noticed the way they smile. Maybe they did a lot of smiling this week. Or the way they made your coffee. There are different things that can happen. That it just takes a minute to notice. Now, the thing about noticing stuff as well is that you have to be paying attention, which means being present and not on your phone, which is where so many of us spend so much time. But actually in the moment, because you don't know how long those moments are going to last. You don't know if your partner, you hope they're with you for the rest of your life, but not necessarily so. Something can happen. I mean, it's life, right? Whoever knew all the crap that was happening out in the world was going to be happening right now. So you just never know. That's why it's important to pay attention. And I tell myself this when I'm visiting with my son, or I'm out with family or friends. I try to make sure that I am paying attention to them and that I notice things, because it's important to do so. Just a little bit on my soapbox, I know, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't hop on it at least once. So next week, if you want to make a dedication, and I really hope you do, I do 4 dedications per show, and you can get the link for dedication for next week. If you're listening or taking part live here in TikTok, you can go to the link in my profile. It'll take you to the link page. On that link page, I believe it's the first link that will take you to the dedication. Okay. I don't need to know who you are unless you want to tell me. I don't need to know who they are unless you want to tell me. It's always nice to put a little note in there and suggest a song. And if you want me to pick the song, I can do that as well. It's not a problem. But why is it important that you dedicate a song to somebody? Because when I read off the dedication and I play the song, just for a split second or two, you are in somebody else's mind. You fall right in there. Your energy falls right in. And they think about you. Again, it's up to them if they think about you longer than that split second. But there's a spark in there that they go, huh, I haven't thought of them in a while. Or, I need to give them a call. Or, maybe I'll go cuddle with them right now. You know, depending on what the relationship is. If it's somebody who passed, I play the dedication. I'm going to tell you they're going to be visiting you. Right up and personal. And they'll probably end up in your dreams that evening. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, you can dedicate. The link is below in the show's notes. And if my menopause brain would work correctly, I wouldn't forget half the stuff I want to say. That's why I write things down now. It's just easier for everybody, including me. So in closing, tonight we remembered that love isn't just something that happens to us. It's something that shapes us. The people we've loved, the ones we've lost, the ones still beside us, they all teach us how to stay open. And again, if you'd love to share your own love note, a song, or a story, you can submit it through the link in my bio, the link in the show's notes, or you can go to the Passion Zone and click on Love Notes Live, and that'll take you to the dedication. All right? So please join me every Friday night for Love Notes, where we rediscover that love isn't gone just because it's changed form. And until next time, my loves, may your memories stay sweet, your heart stay open, and your soul stay ready.